From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow. Today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle. Presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk. Here's Eric and Bruce.
And welcome back as we roll into hour number two. Yours truly, Bruce Hurdle, Alex and Brett are tag-teaming in the absence of Eric, who will be back tomorrow. Had some business to attend to today. And the Avalanche beat the Jets last night, 5-2 to even the series, in what has to qualify as a who to thunk it. And with that, it's time now for The Lead.
The Lead is brought to you by Beyond Stem Cells. Grow young with us by going to beyondstemcellsdenver.com or call 1-833-720-STEM.
Wouldn't have made this bet, and it's probably one reason I don't bet, that is. I have a friend that bet last night the Avs would win by at least two.
By at least two?
Yes.
Wow, that's...
And it was a bet that paid off considerably. No, yes, absolutely. $20 bet, I think $350 or something like that. Because who would have made that bet? I mean, seriously, Avs are going to win by two?
Nothing was trending that way at all.
Yeah. No. Absolutely not. After they gave up a 7 spot two nights previously in a game that they look totally disorganized defensively, had a goalkeeper in Alexander Georgiev who couldn't stop a fly, lost 7-6. We talked yesterday about, hey, there were some things that you liked. I mean, you scored 6 on Hellebuck. A guy that's been a remarkably stingy goalkeeper all season long. But the fact of the matter is, you didn't have any confidence, or I didn't have any confidence, that you had a goalkeeper in Alexander Georgiev that would be able to turn the tide. I thought the guy was damaged goods. I thought psychologically he was hurting. But much like the Nuggets, picked up Jamal Murray the night before when he was 3-for-16 after three quarters. The Avs picked up Alexander Georgiev. And in fact, his comments last night were glowing about his teammates. Positive, reinforcing, having his back, believing in him, and his belief that he can help this team as they move forward in the playoffs. This was as dramatic a flip of the script in the course of one game in a series that I can remember. Something that was trending so negatively for the Avs, who, curiously, you guys, were favorites yesterday. Before the puck dropped last night, I checked the line. They were still favored in that game last night.
How? That's crazy.
Right.
0-4 against Winnipeg and, you know.
But 0-4 and getting drilled. Now, they weren't drilled. 7-6 isn't getting drilled. But it felt like that. Game one felt like that because you felt like you had no recourse at goalie. You felt moving forward that you were going to have to score 6 or 7 goals to win in this series. But he goes up and throws out a 2-spot last night. Turns back 28 shots?
Yep. Yeah, 28
Turns
saves.
Back 28 shots. Gave up one early. And yes, I was holding my breath every time that Winnipeg went into the attacking zone from that point forward. But you know what? He was good. The defense in front of him was good. Is this the most confounding turnaround by a player that maybe we've seen in a while? Because I said this in the first hour. It's not like he had one bad game. He was 1-for-7, counting the first game in Winnipeg. 1-for-6 in 7 games, and he had given up 33.
So I'll ask you this. Is your confidence in Georgie now restored?
No.
Or is it going to take another performance?
Yes.
Or two?
Yes. Don't you think?
I think so. You got to see at least one more.
I think that you do.
To get some real confidence.
I think you need to see that. But here's the thing that changes for me as I'm watching this thing play out last night. Now I'm starting to imagine the possibilities again. It's like, wait a minute. And I'm not sure when it was. I don't think there was a particular save, but through the second period, you kind of felt like this guy was going to give you a chance to win, right? So somewhere along, while the Avs were scoring 4 straight goals and for a change of pace, Winnipeg wasn't responding every single time 30 seconds later, you know, with another goal. So at some point, I sat there and felt like, okay, well, wait a minute now. Now things are really interesting in this series moving forward. I didn't give them much chances. If this thing went 0-2, and Winnipeg, who that would have meant, what, 5 or 6 straight against the Avs? It certainly would be 5. I think it's five. I think it may have been even till the year before, 6 straight games that they had beaten the Avs. Now, all of a sudden, I get it. I see why the Avs are the favorites in the West. What?
Yeah, Buchogras was calling the game last night, and he was thinking it's going to be the start of this is going to catapult them on a long Stanley Cup run. So it's amazing how quickly things can change.
It is amazing, and I would be a little bit more cautious. I just want to see Georgie come home now. He has surprised me in the right way, and I'm so thankful for it. Now I want to know if I can be Can I have some trust? Can we, as paying customers and fans, can we have a little trust now moving forward with this guy? And I don't think the answer is an automatic yes, because they got a type of game that he played like last night.
I think one thing you can have trust in no matter what is the relentless offense, though, in the first 2 games. It's been great. Manson getting the goal out of the penalty box last night.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was tremendous.
That was cool. And, you know, the irony is that Manson had kind of beaten himself up after the way he didn't play defensively in game one. And Eric has talked about this a lot and with good insight. This is an offensive-minded team at the blue line. These are guys that like to move forward, and sometimes they get sucked in a little bit and they create mismatches on rushes back the other way. They didn't do that last night. They stayed true to their responsibilities. So it was good to see Manson rewarded with an unlikely goal coming out of the box and get the breakaway. And it was cool. I want to like Josh Manson. I want to feel good when he's out there as a player. Last night, as opposed to game one, when I thought he was one of the problems for them, he was one of the answers last night. He was really good.
Really good.
I thought he was really good last night. And the Avs were, I mean, I just, like I said, I can't think of a time when I have really thought now that things have changed. But I sat there and was stunned that the Avs were still the favorite on road ice.
How do they know? How do they know it?
Well, they know a lot more than the rest of us, don't they?
Certainly.
They keep building those damn hotels, and it's on the backs of all of us who are silly enough to keep wagering.
Right.
So it's crazy. So now we come back. Game three on, when are we playing? Friday night?
Friday night, 8 p.m. here at the ball.
All right, so it's game three now, coming back in a place where the Avs are probably one of the best teams, even though Winnipeg has handled them on their home ice. I think it will be a very different emotional complexion for Winnipeg to be walking into. And think about, before we move on to something else, I want to give Georgiev his proper due, because I was hard on him yesterday, and I don't think I was the only one that was hard on him. He knows. He's the one giving up the seven spots twice to Winnipeg. Well, he gave up four and then was pulled from the game in the 7-0 fiasco. What, even last Saturday or whatever day it was. But he knows what people have been saying. He knows what they're certainly saying in Winnipeg. By all reports, he was hearing about that they gave him a mock cheer when he made his first save last night. Did you hear that?
I did.
You could actually hear them around the arena giving him the Bronx cheer early on. And he, you know what he did figuratively the rest of the day? Flipped them all off.
Yep.
Good for him.
Good for Georgie.
Absolutely phenomenal. All right, when we continue, let's get into the CU situation. Dylan Edwards, the latest to head up what has been a fairly significant talent drain. Now, if you are listening to Deion Sanders, he says, hey, you aren't watching practice, right? Well, yeah, we're not allowed to. And don't worry about it. We're all good. These aren't starters that are leaving. What? Dylan Edwards was a starter. Dylan Edwards was one of your guys. That one hurts. What does it mean in the grand scheme of things? That as we continue here on a Wednesday AM Drive edition with Goodman and Earl.
Wayfair's biggest sale of the year is here. It's Way Day. Right now, you can score up to 80% off at Wayfair. Save on sofas and cookware, dining sets and rugs and beds, wall art, bar carts, floor lamps, ceiling fans, home decor, all things outdoor, and way more. All up to 80% off right now. Plus, everything ships free. And flash deals are launching all Way Day long. Don't miss Wayfair's biggest sale of the year. Shop Way Day right now from May 6th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick Scented Oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
All right, welcome back. Good to have you with us. AM Drive on a Wednesday. Bruce Hurdle, along with Alex and Brett, tag-teaming from the adjoining studio. Eric will be back tomorrow. Glad to have you with us on this Wednesday edition. Are we glad to have a moment to catch our breaths tonight?
Off night.
Yeah. Off night.
Yeah.
Can get out and take a walk. Can walk the dog. Get out and you don't have to hustle back to catch a game. Unless you want to check the Rockies.
I was about
winners
to say.
Last night. Got a big grand slam from Brendan Rodgers. We're down 4-1. Ended up winning, 7-4 or something
like
that?
Yeah, 7-4.
7-4. Now they've won, two of their last four? Two of their last three?
How about that?
Come on. No, 2 of their last 4. They're playing 500 ball in the last 4 games. Yes. Now they're on a pace to lose 123.
We'll take them where we can get them.
Do you feel, okay, honestly, since we're, well, yeah, and then we'll get to the buzz here in a second. Hold on. Can the Rockies actually be better than we think? Can they actually, do they have a capacity to surprise us? What would be a surprise for you now, considering the start that they've gotten? What would they have to do? I mean, is it as simple as they got to win 10 of 13? Something like, would that flip the script now?
That would be surprising.
Yeah.
I would say 10 of 13 would definitely be surprising. I don't know how they would do it. I think anything under, or if they lose anything less than 95 games, I think I would be surprised by.
But, you know, when you look at what they've done so far, they've actually pitched okay. They're starting pitching. If you look at it as a whole, now they've had some games where they've exploded. But by and large, for a team that is, 6 and whatever they are?
Yeah, 6 and 18.
6 and 18. By and large, they have pitched better as a starting unit than you probably think. They really have.
Austin Gomber and Cal Quantrill, their numbers are both pretty good. ERA is under 4.5.
You'll take that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'll take that. They've had some fairly good starts. Kyle Freeland hasn't panned out yet. You would think that Kyle will be a little bit more consistent than he's been. He's had really tough problems getting out of early innings. And he gives up a lot of runs early. Then he can generally settle down. But I have belief in Kyle Freeland.
We did get news yesterday that Chris Bryant will not be coming off the IL when he's scheduled to. It'll be a prolonged back injury.
Stunning. Stunning information. All right. Let's not get to all that it'll do is, you know something? Here's I want to like Chris Bryant. He's an interesting guy. He's a guy that has done it at the highest level. They're paying him an ungodly amount of money, and I want to feel like it means something more to him than just an insurance policy. That's what I want to feel
well
like.
Well said. Well said.
I really do. But I'm to the point now where give me Taglio over there at first base. I mean, the guy's at least hitting for a little bit. He's got a little pop. And you're not investing anything from a standpoint of wins and losses into this season. All you're trying to do is figure out who you can trust moving forward. Every young player that's close in this pipeline for the Rockies should be playing baseball this year. Every single young guy that at the major league level in their front office that you've got a question about or that you're curious about, this is the year, because it's already been written off. They're 6-18, for God's sakes. All right, time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Paramount Siding and Windows. Paramount Siding and Windows, it's quality in everything they do. Find them at ParamountSidingandWindows.com.
Let me ask you guys, is it all about love or hate with the CU football program? Now, there is apparently no middle ground. You are either in love with what is going on, the possibilities that Deion Sanders, without question, brings to the equation, and the potential as the program moves forward, or you're getting people that are on the scorched earth side of things. This is not sustainable. It's not going to work. He's throwing guys under the bus as they leave the program. Blah, 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 blah. I'll ask you guys, is there any middle ground with CU football right now?
It doesn't seem like it. There's no gray area.
Where is the gray area in CU football? I'm willing to see how it works out. Where is the, let's give it a chance and see how it goes type of thing here. You either love it or you hate it. It seems to me, maybe I'm wrong, the haters are gaining more volume about this program. It's causing even Deion Sanders to push back a little bit when he does do his public moments. But I think Dylan Edwards, this is one that I don't think they saw coming. We got to chat with Pat Shurmur, a new offensive coordinator, an old one for us. We had him for 2 years with the Broncos. And he talked about Dylan Edwards very specifically as a part of the game plan moving forward in the running game. A guy that they were counting on in the running game because they had no running game a year ago. And under Pat Shurmur, they're going to try to have a running game. This is old school NFL. You want NFL? This is going to be a staff that coaches this team very much like the NFL experience that they bring to the table. I think this one hurt. Dylan Edwards was a guy that they flipped out of Notre Dame. He was the first guy after Shador and Travis Hunter and Shiloh that were the guys that were obviously going to be coming with their Louis, right? They were coming. That was going to happen. But the first big guy through the door after those three was Dylan Edwards. It appeared to be, it was a guy that he had a long history with and a guy that you felt like he could build with. So I'll ask you, when Dylan Edwards' name popped up yesterday in the transfer portal, what was your first reaction?
I did a double take.
I did too.
I knew that one would hurt a little more. I thought that was one of the guys that they would, like you said, rely on and would be a big part of the offense this year. That's to lose a guy like that, what, 4.4 speed, We saw what he's capable of in the opener last year at TCU.
And then never really saw much from him again afterwards.
Exactly.
Which was extremely curious in so many ways. When you total him up, he had just over 600 yards of total offense, which means basically yards from scrimmage in the running and the passing game. He was dynamic in that TCU game. What happened? What happened with him?
They stopped running the football. I remember you and Eric would talk about every week about this team can't run the football. This team cannot. They don't run the football and they can't.
They don't. They can't. And they didn't even try. Which actually, well, on one hand, it's kind of like, why did you get yourself into this situation? You're the ones that recruited the offensive front, by the way. You're the ones that got rid of two or three starters that were willing to return that could have given you some experience in the offensive line. Now you've had to go out and totally revamp the offensive line. It'll be interesting to see. But beyond that, what does this say? And, you know, the action, and really beyond that, here's what it says about college football in general. And I don't think that necessarily it means anything specific to the University of Colorado. This is the way that Deion Sanders has chosen to build his roster. Period. He builds through the transfer portal. You can take exception to it. You can wonder about the wisdom of it. Feel free. I don't think that you, me, anyone else is coaching at the University of Colorado. This is on Deion Sanders. And if he's comfortable doing it this way, more power to him. We will see whether or not it pays off. We will see whether or not this thing works. It is a different approach in a time when college football and college sports in general are in very uncertain times moving forward. Very uncertain. It's still the Wild West out there. And it's the Wild West because the NCAA couldn't get in front of this and have a working model prepared before everything went to hell in a handbasket. I think it's fantastic that players are being paid. I think it's long overdue. But we are at a point now where we've got to get this under control. I think, like some people, Jay Billis, for instance, and others with a big voice in college sports, I think athletes, especially at the college football level, have got to become employees of the university. I think that you have to have a contract. I think that you have to have a union. I think that you have to have collective bargaining. The model is there for you in the NFL. It's not perfect. There are always issues with it. It's an ebb and flow, but it's worked well and suited well the NFL for many, many years. And it's a good model for college football with some tweaking here and there to follow, because that's what college football is. That's what it is. But in the meantime, you're going to have the volatility of the roster at Colorado. Get used to it, because it giveth and it taketh away. And the thing that is going to be crazy about Colorado, and I was talking with a CU buddy of mine the other day, the thing that's going to be crazy about Colorado and a lot of other places that don't bear down on bringing in kids for long periods of time and are just kind of moving in and out of the transfer portal, you're never going to know who the hell's playing for you. Think about it. Think about how different this roster is going to be this year than the one last year, than the one before that. He totally turned over the roster last season, and really, it's not going to be a total turnover of the roster, but it's going to be pretty damn close in some ways again this year. This is the nature of the world that we live in. And he or she that learns how to deal with it best and most effectively is going to have the most success with it. I don't know if this is going to work out for Deion Sanders, but I'm willing to give him the leeway to see if it does. He's doing things unconventionally. Okay. I mean, he's got one high school recruit, basically, right?
Just Jordan Seaton.
That's it. Jordan Seaton comes in and he's a highly regarded guy. Good. Will Jordan Seaton be playing at the University of Colorado in 2 years?
That's a fair question. There's about a 50-50 chance,
right?
Yeah, that he's in the SEC or
the
somewhere else.
The staying power and the continuity of programs now in college sports is the biggest question that we have moving forward. And it's clearly the biggest question at Colorado. Fans may not be comfortable with it, but Dion does. He seems comfortable with it. Okay. But this one hurt. I don't know what Deion Sanders would say directly when asked the question about Dylan Edwards. I mean, I'm sure that it would be nothing but love for the guy, and good for him. And I think that he probably would feel that. But that one hurt. I don't think there's any question about it. All right, when we continue, the Broncos on the clock. One quarterback out there that purportedly they have been talking to on the down low. A guy that maybe Sean Payton is interested in, but is he interested enough to make the pick at 12? Will the Broncos even move up, move down? What's happening as the clock starts to tick at the draft in Detroit? We're back in a minute.
Well, when this train ends, I'll try again.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
All right, thanks for being with us on a Wednesday. We appreciate it. Eric will be back on the show tomorrow. Look forward to that, obviously. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. Enjoy it. We, of course, are brought to you each and every morning by our good friends at Roller Auction and RollerAuction.com. If it's happening, it's there for you at RollerAuction.com. Great auctions each and every day from the privacy of your own home. Check them out at RollerAuction.com. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending? Presented by Silterhar Mazda. Get to Silterhar in Broomfield for a no-pressure buying experience at Silterhar Mazda or find them at sthmazda.com.
All right, a source no less than Peyton Manning, who when he speaks, we listen, has been quoted saying, I know Denver is very interested in him, talking about J.J. McCarthy. And it sounds like a place he'd love to come to, but is a bit obviously out of his control. NFL Network's Chase Daniel giving a strong take on the quarterback that the Vikings want in the draft. Remember, the Vikings picking 11, one spot ahead of the Broncos, purported to be, thought to be, possibly in a situation where they could trade up to 4 to get the guy they want. Chase Daniel saying, I do know the Vikings are absolutely in love with Drake May. Don't know if they have enough ammo to get up to the 3rd spot where the Patriots are picking, because I do think you're probably going to have to get to that spot. Really? Really? That's one that I did a little bit of a double take on. Chase Daniel obviously should know what he's talking about, but that surprised me on a couple of different levels. The Vikings are in love with Drake May, who I think is the odds-on favorite to be the faller, to be the rock in this first round. And for him to fall, I mean, if he falls like to 8, that would be a free fall, right?
I would say so.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been the projected number 2 guy for months now.
Yeah, I'm not talking about, you know, I'm not talking about falling into the 20s. I'm talking about a guy that could be later in the top 10 or something like that. J.J. McCarthy, Denver very interested. Do you feel that way? Is there anything that makes you think that? I think the Broncos have done a pretty good job playing this thing close to the vest.
Yeah, I would think there's a lot of interest for a lot of teams.
I would think so,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah, we don't know, though, right?
No. And that is the truth. We just don't know. I mean, they're even talking, they're even trying to deflect in Chicago about the automatic pick of Caleb Williams. I mean, what? Huh? What is gained by that, by the way, when we hear this silliness coming from teams that have the first pick? Like, what would not, you got rid of Justin Fields. Let me repeat that. You got rid of Justin Fields. Who's their guy? It's Caleb Williams.
100%. Yeah.
So what do you gain by trying to play stupid games with people? What is it? You're going to go with the kid from Division II? What was the guy's name that played against Mines?
Tyson Bagent.
Yeah, Tyson Bagent.
Shepard,
I think. And good for him. Good for him, right? He's playing in the league, starting for the Chicago Bears. But that's who you're going to go with? Come on. Don't be silly. The Broncos are at 12. All right, give me the odds of them on a 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, that they move up in the draft.
Probably I'm at a 2.
I'm at a 3.
3.
So there you go. Odds that they stay put at 12 and make a pick at 12. A guy like Brock Bowers or someone like that.
I'd say about a 6 out of 10 that they stay.
Okay. Now, if we're using your math, that gives them a 1% chance to move down.
Oh, okay. So I take that back.
So let's rearrange a little bit. Let's rearrange. I'm going to go about a 2% chance to move up. I'm going to go with about a 5% chance to stay put at 12, 50% chance.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll go 30%, I think my math is right, or is it 40%?
30%
to move down in the draft to pick up extra capital.
Okay.
Because I think that they feel like they can get a player at 12 that can be a difference maker for them. And as when it comes to need, where don't they need a player? Now, I wouldn't draft a running back, because running backs are a dime a dozen.
Maybe safety. That's really
maybe
the only one.
Safety, right? Yeah, you don't draft a safety either. You can pick there. You can acquire safeties.
Right.
You feel maybe like you've populated your corner room a little bit, and that's good. But you take a left tackle. you're telling me if Ault's available at 12 and you're sitting there, he's not going to be, first of all. He's not going to be. But you take a left tackle if it was seismic. Would you take Bowers?
Probably.
I would.
Yeah.
You're talking about a potentially generational game player at the tight end position, which has become arguably the most important position in a passing attack. Yes, I get it. The wide receivers get the headlines and they get the money. But look at the teams. Look at the teams that are all winning. Kelsey.
Yep. Yeah.
Laporta.
Mark Andrews.
Andrews.
Kittle.
Kittle. The list goes on and on. You got to have a guy in the middle of the field that can create mismatches for you with linebackers and safeties. So it'll be interesting to see where they end up. I am betting that they end up making a pick on 12. That's what I'm betting. I'm not, and I'd have no problem with them moving down. No problem with them moving down. But where are you now on the Bo Nix? Breer is making the report that they have quietly been behind the scenes, meeting with him, going to Eugene, Zoom interviews. But do you feel it? Do you feel like if there's going to be a guy that they pick, that it's going to be Bo Nix?
Yes, I think
I do too.
There's a way more than any other quarterback.
I think that I think if you're talking about anywhere, let me phrase the question differently. If you had to pick one of the top six, the most likely one to go to Denver would be Bo Nix.
I think by far, yeah.
All right. What do we have coming up on the final word?
We'll talk about the biggest surprises and disappointments from the first few weeks of the MLB season. And is there a chance we could see some draft history tomorrow night? We'll talk about it next on Morning Drive on Mile High Sports. You live too far.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
All right, final moments on a Wednesday edition. Thank you very much for taking the time to join us this morning. My thanks to Alex and Brett, who did a great job quickly under duress. There's something about being able to handle the short hop as a former infielder who could never handle the short hop. I have great respect for those who can. You guys did a really nice job today filling in as Eric had to take a little time off this morning. He will be back on the show tomorrow. We look forward to that. I'm sure all of you out there listening do as well. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Are you ready? Presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk. Just in case you missed it, is presented by Argonaut Wine and Liquor. You need to see why Westward named it the best liquor store in Denver 5 years running, or order online at argonautliquor.com.
All right, Bruce, just in case you missed it, the NFL draft has never not had a defensive player selected in the top 10. Some mock drafts don't include a defender in their top 10. Others have edge rushers, Leatu Latu or Dallas Turner inside the top 10. Is there a chance we see draft history tomorrow night and see all offensive players go in the first 10 picks?
I will bet against it. I think a defensive player will go. An edge rusher makes the most sense, and Dallas Turner makes the most sense of the edge rushers. The kid from Florida State is a possibility as well. When you have so many quarterbacks, when you think that four are going to go in the top 10, it makes it a more probable possibility, but I'll still bet that a defensive player goes in the top 10.
I'm with you. I'm with you. At least one.
Yep.
All right. Just in case you missed it, nearly a month into the MLB season, the Cleveland Guardians own the league's best record at 17-6. The Braves have the best record in the NL at 16-6. Big surprise, though, the Astros have badly struggled out of the gate. They are in last place at 7-17. What's been the biggest surprise or disappointment for you so far in the first few weeks of the MLB season?
Well, the Astros are easily the answer when you stop to consider that that's a World Series favorite, just the way that they haven't been able to get out of the gate. I wouldn't bet against them. At some point, they're going to catch some steam. That's the thing that's remarkable about a 162-game season. What the hell's going on in Chicago with the White Sox?
That is, they're worse than the Rockies.
I mean, seriously. It's not like we count on the White Sox being competitive, but this bad?
The 3-20?
Yeah, that one is a weird one for me, but it would be clearly the start or the lack of a start of the Astros, to me, is the earliest big story in Major League Baseball.
Our last one here before we get out of here. The NBA and Denver police are looking into an incident in which one of Nikola Jokic's brothers was seen punching a fan after the Nuggets' victory over the Lakers in Game 2. In videos circulating around social media, Jokic's brother is seen climbing over seats to confront another person at Ball Arena, who he then punches in the face. Any clue whether punishment will be assessed to Jokic's brother?
Absolutely.
Did you see the video?
I've seen the video. It's disappointing. And distasteful, and these guys are characters. I just wish that they were a little less front and center. That's all. Just a little less. A little less of them. A little more of their brother would be fine for me. So I'll leave it at that. But I mean, you punch a person in the face. They're not small people, by the way. Those are blows delivered with harmful intent. I'd be careful. Those are things that are not just kind of wiped off the slate in our judicial system. So
hopefully it's not a ban.
Yeah, I just wish people would think a little bit more before they do things sometimes. But whatever. That's me. So anyway, guys, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Eric will be back tomorrow. I certainly will be here too. We'll have the draft to get to. We will have game 3 in the first round Western Conference matchup between the Lakers and the Nuggets. The Nuggets, all of a sudden, with a chance to put a stranglehold on that series. Wouldn't that be something? All part and parcel of a Thursday edition of the show with Goodman and Hurdle. Have a good one, everyone. Lynn.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style, and you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.